This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Ukraine Defense Contact Group, made up of 31 NATO member nations and 23 other countries supporting Ukraine in its defense against Russia's invasion, met in Brussels Thursday to discuss Ukraine's counteroffensive and to make sure the nation had all it needed for success. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb was with U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program what was discussed.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin told everybody today that this Ukraine war is a marathon, not a sprint, and that's why it's so important to keep up with the air defense munitions. That's why it's important to provide them vehicles when needed and spare parts. Mainly what U.S. defense officials tell me is the goal is to not just provide them something when they run out of it, but to have these parts and these munitions and these weapons available for them, you know, before they need them. And that is something that Jens Stoltenberg talked about more today. He said that, in fact, NATO allies need to figure out a better way to ramp up their ammunition, not just for providing it to Ukraine, but also to replenish their own stockpiles.
Following the contact group meeting in Brussels, NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg joined U.S. Defense Secretary Austin and U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley to discuss Ukraine's counteroffensive. They said Ukraine had made gains and liberated occupied land from Russian forces during fierce fighting, but Milley adding, it's a difficult fight and a very bloody fight at that.
The Ukrainian morale, their leadership, their skill, their tenacity, their resilience is very high. The Russians, on the other hand, their leadership is not necessarily coherent. Their troops' morale is not high. They've been sitting in defensive positions. Many of them don't even know why they're there.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department announced Thursday a U.S. Air National Guardsman was indicted for leaking top-secret military intelligence records. VOA's Steve Karish reports.
In a statement, the Justice Department said 21-year-old Air National Guard IT specialist Jack Teixeira was indicted by a federal grand jury in Boston on 6 counts of willful retention and transmission of classified information relating to national defense. He was arrested in April after allegedly posting highly classified material on the messaging app Discord. Teixeira was an airman first class, the third lowest rank for enlisted U.S. Air Force personnel, and had possessed a top-secret security clearance since 2021. The Justice Department says each count against him carries a sentence of up to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. State Department has released its annual report surveying human trafficking around the world. Details from VOA's Chief National Correspondent, Steve Herman.
The State Department's annual Trafficking in Persons report places 24 countries and territories in the lowest and most troubling Tier 3 category, including Afghanistan, Burma, Cambodia, China, Eritrea, North Korea, Russia, South Sudan, and Venezuela. Tier 3 countries fall below minimum standards and haven't demonstrated significant efforts to come into compliance. They are subject to potential sanctions. The report also lists Libya, Somalia, and Yemen as special cases where civil conflicts create difficulties in gaining information. This year's report, according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, highlights several concerning trends: an increase in the trafficking of boys and young men, the continued expansion of forced labor, and a rise in labor trafficking using online scams. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration Thursday endorsed updating COVID vaccines. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The COVID-19 vaccines are on track for a big recipe change this coming fall. Today's vaccines still work to fight the original coronavirus strain, which has long been overshadowed by variants that mutated. An FDA panel of scientific advisors is recommending the next round of shots only include protection against the newest Omicron variants. Regulators will be making their best guess which strain to include, like they do with the flu shot. Officials are warning of the possibility of another big surge in cases when the cold weather hits and people are more indoors. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.